from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. In response to your many persistent letters, fellas, this mail call is going to be supervised by one of the loveliest girls of the screen, MGM singing star, Judy Garland.
Be a moment's madness. Love can be insane. Love can be a life of sadness and pain. Love can be a summer shower. Love can be the sun. Love can be two hearts that flower as one. You may not even remember it came. Love can be a joy forever or an empty name. Love is almost never, ever the same. The truth, love can be an endless fountain of you.
Next, Judy.
Well, Don, I've been peeking into that big sack of mail that pours into the Armed Forces Radio Service from overseas, and there was one particular singing group who had a lot of mail stacked up. Well, I couldn't mean any other than those masters of harmony, the Merry Macs, singing Standing in the Need of Prayer.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Not my sister, not my brother, but it's
me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Oh, God's killing us, standing in the need of prayer. me, it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
It's me, yes, me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not my sister,
not my brother,
Max. That was really Mary. And now for all you guys and gals out there who like to hear 88 Keys ripple, here's real talent. The toast of New York's smart nightclubs, that wizard of the ivories, Carmen Caballero. Carmen Cavallaro. You can bring your flying fingers back to mail call anytime.
Say, Judy.
Yes, Don.
You know, Judy, what I've been thinking all evening, here you are, mistress of ceremonies on a big radio show, and yet it was only just a few years ago that you first arrived here in Hollywood.
Yes, Don, Hollywood's been very, very good to me.
Well, I guess you've got just about everything that a girl could want.
Well, I have been lucky, Don, but I still haven't got the one thing I've always dreamed about.
What do you mean?
Don't you remember? I'll tell you if you'll listen. Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it, I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand, that's true, yes I do, deed I do, you know I do. I can't tell you what I'm feeling, the very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you. You see what I mean, Don? I've wished and wished for him.
There, there, Judy, your wish will come true.
You really think so?
Well, certainly. Why, who knows, maybe the door will open this very minute and Barb Gable will walk in.
Oh, if he only would. Don, you don't suppose? Come in, come in!
Quiet, Bob, hold! Well, hello, Judy, hello, Don.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Well, Bob, you know,
Turn on the heating system, it isn't. Huh?
Well, Bob, Judy was just sort of hoping that it would be Clark Gable.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judy. I'm in the wrong studio. I'll say.
Oh, no, Bob. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Please don't go.
Oh, but I'm Bob Hope, and you wanted Clark Gable.
I know, but people get used to margarine instead of butter. Won't you please say?
No, I'm not kidding myself, Judy. I'm no Clark Gable, and I know it.
Well, now, don't say that, Bob. That's not true. Why, name one thing that Clark Gable's got that you haven't got.
Women. Now, you don't have to make me feel good, Judy.
No, Bob, I'm serious. You and Mr. Gable are similar in many respects.
You really think so?
Of course. Well, you're both... You're both... Well, you're both men.
Flattery will get you no place, Judy. I'll just be running along.
Now, wait, Bob, I'm afraid I've hurt you.
Oh, that's all right.
No, you've got that hurt look in your eyes.
It's not your fault. I strained them yesterday going through Esquire.
Oh, Bob,
they've cut a lot of stuff, haven't they?
Why you won't listen to
Well, it's no use, Judy. How can I hope to compete with Clark Gable? All the women love those beautiful big ears of his.
Oh, well, don't you worry, Bob. Your nose is as big as both of them put together. Oh. I'll make a confession, Bob. I've often dreamed about you, too.
You have?
Uh-huh. You know, sometimes you're a knight in shining armor, and sometimes you're a cowboy riding out on the plains, and then other times you're a Northwest Mountie roaming a frozen wilderness.
Don't I ever go out with anybody but a horse? better forget me. I'm not for you. You know my reputation in this town. I'm a wolf.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not a wolf. You're sweet and innocent and noble and pure.
Have you talked to any girls or old Carols lately?
You
almost got the laugh there, you know.
I don't care what...
You're sweet and innocent, noble and pure.
I thought you were going to pull out a bladder for a minute. Put a leg on it, you know. It's all right. I may have a spot in here later. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I carry a grudge, you know. Go ahead.
I don't care what anybody says. I know an honest man when I see one.
Judy, please.
It's true. You're a square shooter. Look at that square jaw. Look at those square shoulders.
Oh, Judy.
I mean it. I think you're the biggest square I ever met.
No, Judy, all those people don't call me a wolf for nothing. I'm a pretty cynical man of the world.
Oh, no, you're not. You've just built up a hard shell to protect yourself with from the outside world. But underneath that hard shell, you're soft and mushy.
What am I, a man or an oyster? What is this? Don't you believe what you read in the papers? I'm at Ciro's with Loren Bacall one night. I'm at Romanoff's with Lana Turner the next. Then I'm in the Coconut Grove with Ann Sheridan.
I know, I've seen those items, but I know they're not true. Why, a man of your age wouldn't have that much energy.
Read like a straight line of rehearsal. Now, wait a minute, Judy. I'm not that old.
Well, no. I didn't mean you were real old, like Bing Crosby.
Please, let's leave Barbara Fritchie's boyfriend out of it.
No matter what you say, you'll never convince me that you're a wolf, Bob. I trust you. And if you stopped your car out on the darkest street and said you were out of gas, I'd believe you implicitly.
You would, really?
Yes.
Doing anything tonight, Judy?
Well, just to show you how I trust you, I will go out with you tonight.
You will?
Bob, I didn't know you did imitations of Cocker Spaniels.
There was no Cocker Spaniel, believe me. Well, Judy, since you're the outdoor type, I suppose you like sports.
Oh, yes. Baseball, golf, swimming, fishing.
How about sailing? You like sailing?
Love it.
Well, I'll meet you in the Tunnel of Love. Third boat from the end. I'll meet you later.
Mary Max again, singing a brand new arrangement of There's a Great Day Coming Manana. Say, Bob.
Yes, Judy?
You know, it was very funny your mentioning the Tunnel of Love before.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, the first date I ever had, the fellow wanted to take me to the Tunnel of Love.
On his first date with you?
Yes.
Gee, right into combat with no basic training.
I'll never forget that boy. What a character.
I know just the kind of guy you mean. I'll give you 2-1 he wore a jazz ball.
That's right.
And every Sunday afternoon he'd take you walking.
Judy.
Yes, Robert.
I'm sure having fun walking down the street holding hands.
Well, why don't you hold one of mine? Robert. Robert, you look so nice today. What have you got in your hair?
Oh, something new. Hog fat.
What's new about hog fat?
Well, this is today's. Come on, let's keep moving. When I stand still, it runs down my collar.
Robert. Robert, what's that you're chewing on? Candy?
Nope, tar.
Tar? Robert, throw that tar away.
Can't. Been trying to for 6 days. You know, you look nice too, Judy. I like that dress.
Yes? My mother made it for me out of a potato sack. What do you think of it, hmm?
Should have took out more potatoes. At times like this... Got another great line. At times like this, I'm... Sorry, I'm not a masher. Just read the stuff, folks.
Well, what are we going to do tonight, Robert?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, let's do something different, something exciting.
Okay, let's go down to the swamp and croak at bullfrogs.
Oh, no. Let's go to the drugstore. Come on, let's go to the drugstore and get a soda.
Oh, soda. That's all you girls want. Come on home and I'll make you a soda.
I've told you 100 times, Robert, it can't be done. You can't get bubbles into a glass of water by using a bicycle pump.
Okay, let's go in the drugstore. Let's sit at the counter.
Okay.
1 root beer, 4 straws.
Did you say 4 straws?
Yeah, we're supposed to meet another couple here.
What do you belong to, a share the burp club?
Please hurry. I'm awful thirsty.
Oh, keep your shirt on.
Robert, did you hear what he said?
Yeah, and I think he's right. It's kind of cool in here.
Now, here's your root beer, curly nose.
Gee, that root beer looks pretty good. Here's your straw, Judy. Come on, I'll race you.
Okay, Robert, I'll just...
I won.
Robert, I didn't even get 1 drop in my straw.
Well, here, squeeze the drippings out of mine. Come on, Judy, let's go home. I'm kind of anxious to get to your house.
Well, all right.
Just a minute, lover boy. There's such a thing as money, you know. That'll be 10 cents.
Oh, yeah? Here you are. There's 5.
Come on, let it drop, brother.
Okay.
Gee, Robert, what a sacrifice. You gave him your camper bag.
Well, come on, let's get out of here.
Well, it was nice of you to take me home, Robert.
Yeah, here's your house. Mind if I come in for a while?
No, I don't mind. Oh, look, there's my old grandfather sitting on the porch. Hello, grandfather!
That's all right, Grandpa. Don't bother to get up.
Come on, let's go inside. Come on, Robert, let's sit on the couch.
Is it soft?
Why, Robert?
Shucks, I don't want to break this egg I got in my pocket.
Well, here we are.
Yep. Just look at me cuddle. Gee, I sure can cuddle, can't I?
Oh, Robert, put your Easter bunny away and pay some attention to me. I want to hold hands.
Oh, we hold hands every night. I thought of something way better than that.
You did?
Yep. Nobody's around, are they?
No.
Well, come on, let's take off our shoes and hold toes.
Right there. sure go for you, Judy.
Judy? Oh, Judy!
Oh, I'm afraid we've awakened Mother. Yes, Mother, what is it?
Daughter, have you got that boy Robert down there, or did the stable door blow open?
No, Mother, it's Robert.
Robert, are you kidding my daughter?
Oh, no.
Are you hugging her?
Oh, no.
Are you squeezing her?
Oh, no, no.
Well, what are you waiting for, a reconversion?
We're just sitting here, Mother. Come on down and look if you want to.
All right, I will.
She'll never learn that there are no stairs in this house.
Young man, you've been calling on my daughter for 12 years.
That's right.
I don't know what your intentions are, but I doubt it.
Well, I love Judy, and I want to marry her.
Mm. Young man, you'll have to make a lot of money.
Duck soup.
And you'll have to do everything you can to make my daughter happy.
Duck soup.
And you'll have to build her a beautiful home.
Duck soup.
And naturally, I intend to come and live with you.
Oops, one meatball.
Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Judy Garland, the Mary Max, Carmen Cavallaro, Bob Hope, Frank Nelson, Paula Winslow, the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.